I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlifers Sources Report. You know, the first hunting seasons of the fall are about to open up. We'll talk a little more about them coming up in a moment. The 1st of September represents the first hunting of the year in West Virginia. Several migratory game birds will open up for hunters, but the mourning doves tend to get the most attention. Gary Foster is the DNR's game management supervisor.
Dove hunting is a lot of fun, and especially when you have a lot of birds in the area and you can get a lot of shooting in. They're not the easiest thing to hit, and it's not an, I think someone told me that the national average, and I may be wrong here, but I think somebody told me once the national average is you shoot about 8 shells for every bird you kill, so, or you harvest. So you can get a lot of shooting in.
The season's actually split into 3 parts, the first of which will open September 1st at noon. Rest of the season, it's daylight to dusk. And a lot of West Virginia public lands are actually designed to improve the dove hunting.
We do have several WMAs around the state, McClinic and Greenbottom, Hillcrest, South Branch, over Pleasants Creek, Bluestone. Mention a few of those that we do plant managed dove fields or plant crops, annual crops, and prepare those for the dove season. Yeah, dove hunting, it kind of kicks off the fall hunting seasons, and when you get a good flight, you got a lot of doves in the area, reproduction's been good, and you know, you can get a lot of shooting in.
It's a lot of fun, for sure. But that same day, at daylight, the early Canada goose season will open statewide in West Virginia, and Foster says that one's designed to target birds who have made themselves at home.
The early season is kind of, like you said, it's geared towards our resident birds that kind of stay here year-round.
Although the season aims to reduce the numbers where they might have become so numerous that they're a problem, in reality, the areas where they've become a problem typically is off-limits to hunters.
Geese really prefer areas where you have open water and kind of kind of manicured lawns and you know, grassland areas that come up against the water edge, and when you talk about that situation, you're talking about golf courses and city parks and residential homeowners associations that may have a 1 or 2 acre pond or lake kind of in the center of them. So it is a lot of times those areas do serve as refuges for Canada geese.
All those birds and hunts fall under the federal migratory waterfowl and migratory bird regulations, so check those as well before it gets here. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.